The winningest active coach in NCAA football did not win at a high enough level in Baton Rouge, and Brian Kelly is out as head coach of the LSU Tigers. Kelly was fired on Sunday after an ugly 45-29 loss to Texas A&M. It was the third loss in four games for a team that had national championship aspirations. Tiger Rag editor Glenn Gilbo says Kelly was 34-14 in three-plus seasons with LSU.
His record is not that bad. Now, it's not great, and it's not commensurate to the salary he got.
AD Scott Woodward says as a proud alum and current caretaker of the athletics program, he will not compromise on LSU's pursuit of excellence and will not lower the school's standards. Louisiana's taking steps to make sure those who rely on food stamps will still receive their SNAP assistance despite the federal government shutdown and the USDA not funding SNAP for November. Louisiana Senate President Cameron Henry says there's a plan to use state dollars to make sure people do not go hungry.
I think we have found a way to provide about $150 million to LDH or have LDH use some of their existing money to cover the SNAP shortfall.
For those who collect Social Security, benefits will increase 2.8% next year. That works out to an average of $56 a month. AARP Louisiana Director of Advocacy, Andrew Mall.
These automatic COLAs really help ensure that those payments maintain their value. And these are inflation-proof and really are protected income for retirees.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.